Hi guys, how you doing? So good to be back at you again for the morning business podcast. I hope you're all doing fine. Okay, so we sent out a circular on our Facebook page as we discussed or we got a notification rather of our desire to talk about the new development in the business space and how they are likely going to affect your business and recommendations you take seriously. All right, and that's why we're here again to do this. So good day to everyone listening, and it's my pleasure to be back here with you once again as Samuel Abraham, your superstar host of the Money Business Podcast. Like I said, it's an amazing time to be doing this again. And big shout out to everyone at the Samuel Abraham GLC brand. Thank you so much for you to be in the scene. Shout out to everyone listening. At the moment, I think we have listeners from 4 continents, right? Yeah. Our major listener, I think the region is basically from the United States of America. Shout out to you. To those in the UK, big shout out. Those in India, shout out to you. To those in Europe, Asia, Africa, and North America, big shout out to you. God bless you big time. And yes, this is an education-based podcast, like we've already said. Of course, there is superior wisdom and knowledge being shared here, but it will be foolhardy for you not to do your own research and run with whatever you have learned. Okay, you learn, you do your research, then you take responsibility for your actions. So we are not to be liable for any bad outcome, as the case may be. That's why we encourage you to do your research. Please do not ever forget to do that. So back again, this is the Money Business Podcast. Our interest is to teach you structure and marketing strategies that works in business, while we also review different businesses for the week. Okay. So, but today we are going to be focusing our attention on two key development for the week. One is on the artificial intelligence part, the open AI's new development called the ChatGPT. You may have to go and Google that out if you have GPT, but I'll just do my best and give you an overview of what is here. And of course, we're going to be discussing, for those in Nigeria and those who have investments in Nigeria, right? We're going to be discussing the new CBN policy, that's the Nigerian Central Bank's policy, and how all this new development affects your business, right? So I'm sharing my screen and I hope you can see. So I'm going to be sharing some stuff on giving you so that the visuals will enhance your understanding and brighten up your perception of what I'm discussing with you today. So let's go with the CBN policy first, right? I think we'll go look at talking about Nigerian. So there has been a big shake in the Nigerian financial system, the time being. I think it has been something that has been happening for some years now. The governor of this particular arm of government, not necessarily an arm of government, will go the governor of this particular, is ministry of the government, who happens to be Governor Godwin Emefiele, has this overarching goal of ensuring that that is basically the desire of most governors of these particular institutions, financial institutions, this governing body for financial institutions in every nation, to reduce inflation and ensure the economy is as strong as possible, bringing about shared prosperity for all citizens, residents, and those doing business within the nation. So that has been one of the goals of Godwin Emefiele, and he has been pushing that ever since with different policies. He has made some errors, got some wins, and this is one of the latest ones that come with some praise and some antagonism, as the case may be. But we also try and break it down. All right, so I think I have a screenshot of the document is sent out, so be with me. So let me clearly read it out for you all to see, and we can go ahead and analyze it. All right, okay. Oh, I think I lost it. Did I? All right, let's just take a look at. I think I lost it, but that notwithstanding, I have a summary from one of the reputable media industry in Nigeria. I think this will do too. So these are the key points you have to take note. For those who have no question to see it, okay, you can just go online, Google it, you know, the new CBN policy for Nigeria, and you see it. It's just a two-pager. Right? But meanwhile, the cable index is generous enough to, you know, to summarize this and use visuals to illustrate the circular that was sent out by the CBN and signed by the head there. So this is it. According to the cable index, which is definitely confirmed a reflection of that particular policy that has been kicked out now, which is going to take effect from January 9, 2023. The circular is just out now. He said maximum cash withdrawal per week over the counter that has an bank directly, but for individuals is 100,000 naira per week. And you know, banks, as a former musician, they work 5 times in a week, that's 5 days a week rather. And that means if you mathematically speaking, it means 20,000 per day. That is the maximum you can collect from banks. And for corporation, that's companies, NGOs, and co, they can only collect maximum of 500,000 per week, meaning it's 100k, that's 100,000 naira per day. Before I even go ahead, I want you to understand that there was a policy. This policy is more of like a microcosm of, you know, the CBN's governor's overarching goal of, you know, ensuring that the economy is balanced enough, fair enough, and even better than he meant it. Okay? And that is why there was a currency reprint, because there is this high case of the banking imbalance, the loopholes in the banking industry in the Nigeria system, that it's one of the reasons the economy is not as solid, aside the fact that the infrastructural part and other things that will come from the government, and this is just the citizens' contribution to the fold of the economy. And that is what the CBN government is trying to rectify. I am not in any way trying to justify his actions. I'm just trying to pass a message and use this to, you know, let you understand how it affects your business and how you can come out of it. Alright? So, what did they do initially? They redesigned the Naira. Not really fantastic redesigns. They just redesigned Naira so that, and give a deadline for when the old Naira should become invalid and totally useless. So, this singular action forced those who added money in their houses, their corruption or any other means of, probably they took it home for, you know, for easy use, you can't tell, but the fact that fiscal cash was outside and it was not prompting the government to be printing more money to meet demand. So that was what they're trying to remove. Those people via this policy of reprinted naira were now forced to bring back their money back to the banking industry. So bringing back cash back to the, because if there's money in the bank, it goes out, it flows in and flows out, the economy, you know, becomes a stick. But when money is added, there's barely cash in the system, there's a crumble, you know. So that's kind of thing, that's one of the things the reprinting policy was able to do, brought back money into the system. And this was another perfect, you know, way of ensuring that the money remains in the system by limiting transfers, limiting withdrawals, and not transfers, limiting withdrawals across the country. Because those people who handled this money, we will have this, you know, desire to go and deposit, then we withdraw using the new cash and go and dump at all. More than we do it out of ignorance, out of of course they may be aware of what they are doing, but the end goal is always is obviously bad for the economy. So with that aside, I think we'll just go ahead and talk about the other key points from the cables index analysis of the CBN policy. And he said their withdrawals exceeding the limits of either the individuals or corporation attract 5% and 10% processing fee respectively. So if that shows to say, if you want to take 200,000 naira for a week, it means that you're going to pay 10% of that 200,000 naira as processing fee. So you will be collecting 200,000, then paying the bank over the counter 20,000 naira for the service rendered. And if you are withdrawing 1 million naira for corporate industries, so you'll be paying that 10%, right? So what I just gave was for 10%, for individuals is 5%, like illustrated here. And he said the third party check above 50,000 naira no longer eligible for payment on the counter, and limits of 10 million clearing checks. This of state, meaning you cannot take more than 10 million with checks, right? And you cannot check above 50k on the counter. This is crazy, right? And there's maximum cash withdrawal per week via ATM, so it extends far away. Not just, it doesn't start or stop at the counter, it extends to the ATM machines, particular machine, and of course to the POS store. To get to see that maximum cash withdrawal per week via ATM is 100k and subject to maximum daily withdrawal of 20k, just like gets to that's just like what's happening in the bank, in the counter in the banks. Then only denomination of 200 and below to be loaded. Okay, in Nigeria, for those who are not in Nigeria or have any close contact with the Nigeria industry, they are, I think they are numerous denomination, the lowest being the 5 naira and the highest being the 1,000 naira. So we have the 5 naira, the 10 naira, the 20 naira, the 50 naira, the 100 naira, 200 naira, 500 naira, the 1,000. So this policy is saying that the third highest denomination, which is the 200 naira, would be the only currency loaded in the ATM. So if you want higher denomination, you go into the, go inside the bank, and you know there's a limit to the withdraw, just like it is what kind of you know, same with what you get in the POS and the ATM machines. So the maximum cash withdrawal for POS shall be 20,000 naira daily. Automatically, that means 100,000 naira per week. So this is just the key points, the summary of the old policy. Now, there are different defects to this, okay? And before I continue, I would like to make you understand that you should, things you should note of, right? This does not in any way limit your spending capacity. Those in Nigeria or doing business in Nigeria or have business from Nigeria, this policy is not limiting, all right, your spending ability, your spending capacity. What is really limiting is your direct contact to physical cash. So if you are like, aside the fact that the governor is trying to bring back cash to the system, he's also pushing an agenda of the cashless policy, which is also actually a good thing, reducing our dependence on physical cash before carrying out any activity. All right, so of course there are demerits to that, there are possible, there are definitely issues around that kind of pushing social development, but that's what we're going to be discussing, you know, this time. It's going to be very straightforward problems and how it affects you and how you can solve them, right? I think that's what we do at the Money Business Podcast. And of course, things to note of, right? This development will reduce in the Nigeria space, there is this high level of corruption, not just in the political space, but in the force space, like in the Nigeria police system, where citizens are being haggled and dragged to go and withdraw money illegally. So this policy may be a benefit to them over there, and also for terrorist organizations who kidnap citizens and demand for cash. This is going to put a limit to it. Because if they should end up carrying out cashless transfers, the interest will be very, very easy. So that aside, all right, what are the demerits of this policy? And it is from this demerit that I will bring out silent, you know, points and solutions that you can use to tackle what you may be battling and thinking of how, you know, to find a way around. The first thing is that there will be increase in prices of transfer. That is going to be, that's going to happen. Even if the government may not be giving that kind of body language, there's going to be an increase in transfer, stamp duties, and every other, you know, charges that comes with doing that. So what this means is that the transfer fee, used, I think it used to be 50 naira for stamp duties, right? And yeah, stamp duties and sometimes some transfer charges too. So this means that you're going to be incurring more cost while you're making use of the online infrastructure that's already on ground. How do you reduce this, you know, this stress on your business? There are so many fintech industry that is jumping and pumping up. This is the right time to patronize them. I'll say it again, this is the right time to patronize. And because of this current policy and the new reality, the competition there will be higher. So the possibility of, you know, transfer fee being high, the competition will put a balance first of all, but secondly, there are so many banking fintech apps, I beg your pardon, so many fintech apps, right, the financial technology apps that are out there that you can actually use to replace the traditional banking apps, which, you know, they are trying to find their foot and making it and trying to find their foot in the whole banking sector, right? And one of them is Kuda Bank. Is find a way to register with them, and of course your business should be registered as an entity, not just your personal bank account. There is no charges as far as I'm still aware, and as of today they do not charge for transfers, so you can take advantage of that for your personal use and for business. And there's going to be high possibility for increase in POS withdrawal charge. Why? Because there's a ripple effect. If they are to withdraw some POS, that's the those that use, you know, the banking vendor machines, where you, instead of waiting over the counter, you go to meet them with your ATM card, you slot it in, they give you a certain amount, and you pay for the service you render, right? But so the thing is, they are going to be paying more over the counter in the banks, which should not be affecting how they charge you in. So this, okay, let me make it clear first. These POS guys actually operate in areas where banks are not really many. Like, there's no enough bank to serve the need, the financial needs of people in that community. So the POS people, they serve in as a middleman or a middlewoman, as the case may be. They go to where banks are. Banks actually file when they go there, withdraw money, right? Then bring it to those areas where there's no banks. So they are reducing the stress, the waste of time, energy, resources of their customers going to banks and waiting in queues to get money. Instead, the customer now will now patronize them in that same zone, that geographical zone, withdraw money and they pay for that service. If you don't get it, let me use it like this. So there's a Mr. A, there's a Mr. B, and there is the banking industry, the bank as an organization, right? So Mr. A and Mr. B stays in a local area where there is no bank. So to access the bank, Mr. A and B, they have to move as far as a 1 hour to 30 minutes journey before they can get to the bank. Then when they want to collect any transaction, no, coupled with the time they spend, the energy and all, and coming back to their base, they might have ended up spending more energy and resources because, of course, there is no bank in the place, right? So when Mr. A decides to become a POS vendor, he goes to the bank, apply for POS and get a POS. And what happens? He comes back to the community where Mr. A and where himself and Mr. B stays and reside. Of course, there are other people too. He goes to the bank, withdraw money and brings to the community. And the people in that community, including Mr. B, do not have to go to the bank and spend long hours, long time trying to, you know, transport themselves there, withdraw the money and come back. What they do, they now patronize Mr. A, who owns a POS machine, and they pay Mr. A an extra fee. So if they are withdrawing 1,000 naira, they end up paying 1,100. So they are paying Mr. A an extra 100 naira for the energy, time, and resources that they might have wasted, right? So that is how the POS industry operates, okay? So, like I was saying, so because of the fact that this Mr. A, who goes to the bank to withdraw money in bulk and bring to the community and disperse to those who need them for their financial use, the fact that this Mr. A now has to pay extra cash in the bank to get more money, Mr. A will now have to increase his charges. How can I make sense? So that automatically means that Mr. B and every other member of the community will now be paying more charges for the same amount of money that they were withdrawing before. So if you were paying 100 naira for 1,000 naira before, you won't be paying 200 for 1,000. Of course, you are still getting their services, you are still getting excellent services, but they are not paying more. So because of this increase in charge, there may be a little, mutiny and rebellion, and it may not really be cool for business. For those running POS, there is actually almost no way to argue this increase in price, or you get kicked out of business. Okay, so but if you run a business and you can afford it, I will advise you go ahead and get a POS machine for your business, because in many areas where banks are not really easily accessible, most people, just before they purchase and go into any stores, any shops to go and get consumables or whatever they need, they go to the POS vendor, withdraw, then buy, so that they can have money to buy whatever they want to buy. So in this case now, where it is not logically expensive for them to patronize the POS vendors, why don't you just have your POS machine in your shop? So they come, they slot in their card, they purchase and they go. So they don't have to be thinking, if they don't have to be thinking too much about paying extra fee to the POS vendor for coming to you. And it's also an opportunity for you to take advantage of the, you know, put industry. But the basic thing here is that you keep your customers who would have looked for maybe shops or stores closer to the bank so they can draw money and buy their product. You keep those, instead of them looking for that, you now have, you have solved their problem by having, or by having in possession the, you know, the POS machine for your business. Registered with your business, they come, they slot in their card, they pay. You are not interested, you are not rendering services of doing withdrawal for those that are coming. Instead, they are coming, they slot in their card, they pay. No problem solved. All right, so I think that is basically one way to cover up for, you know, this policy defect in this particular zone. Some people have argued and said that it may be feasible for smaller business that are not too, you know, that don't require cash every day, as compared to some business, basically the real estate business, where cash, use of cash on a daily basis runs to the million at times, where, you know, because of the consistent purchase of building materials and paying of laborers in the site, because they get paid on a daily. And that aside, there's also the problem of the high level of the unbanked residents and citizens, and the underbanked residents and citizens. Those, most people don't have bank accounts, and those that do, they find it very stressful to go to banks, which are quite far away from their environment, to go and make withdrawals, and no stress of doing that. They prefer to be paid in cash. And most of these real estate agencies and construction sites operators, like I said earlier, they spend up to 500k to a million rapidly. So this is a big problem, and it means that there'll be an issue. But the good news is that people will find a way to adjust. All you have to do now, as a business owner in the real estate sector, this is my very, very sound advice to you as a business owner in the real estate sector. Except you are willing to, you know, go ahead and pay the processing fees per day, you may have to encourage your workers to have a working bank account so they can be receiving their daily pay there. Right, that is basically for the unbanked and for the underbanked. And one key thing to note is that there will be congestion in the server, because a lot of people will now have to be forced into the database of those that are banked, and there'll be congestion, slow response from bank apps, internet banking services, the INERA, the MCM Momo, that is, I think, currently have a very strong agreement with the Nigeria financial system and other IT infrastructures, but that's not cause for, you know, I think, like I said before, the new competition thing, it makes it quite easy for them, for those fintech industries that are competing against themselves with regards to who provide more efficient, more effective, and more sound, you know, services. That's won't be a problem, but in the long run, it will take a lot of adjustment. So basically, this CBN policy is for the good. We have a very fine database that will benefit the government, because we have too many data lying around that are not consistent in regards to those that are banked and those that are not banked. Whereas a business owner, either you get a POS for yourself so that those who are patronizing you can easily patronize you without the stress and hurdles of looking for cash that's not readily and almost no longer available, all right? Since you have access to these machines, all they have to do is come flip their card and business is good. Some will definitely want to use the banks app and transfers and others, so you have to look out for fake alerts. Okay, so if the cash has not dropped, it's advisable to not go ahead and do business. It's better the customer goes than for you to lose your money and lose of course, basically it's be at your own loss financially, and your business will suffer. So you have to pay attention to the alerts. Even before this policy became a thing, there was the rampant issue of fake alerts. So you don't want to be a victim. So, like, the biggest advice I will give you regards to this OCBN policy is that you start practicing and aligning yourself to all the possibilities, and, you know, clogging every loophole between now and when it become effective in January 9th. Because January is not for planning. Meet if you will say that over and over again. Start activating and using these strategies from this December till when the policy becomes effective in the night of the 9th of December 2023. And I honestly hope that this insight be of great benefit to your business and to you in person. All right, do not forget, start working on how to get a POS machine for your business. It will really go a long way, depending, you know, maximizing the customers that come and patronize you. So that being said, we also have another big observation for the week, and it's around that intelligence and your faith business. Honestly, so many careers that have been said over and over again that so many careers may likely lose their relevance, right? And why is that? Because of the new development going on in the tech world. My goodness, it is so amazing. So amazing and undisputed. So ChatGPT is the new product that was launched recently by OpenAI. OpenAI is a brand, an artificial intelligence brand that is focused on, granting everyone access to swift use of artificial intelligence and integrating it to life and business, and even those that are in life and business basically. And they have registered very great progress with the launch of ChatGPT. I think in 5 days they got 1 million users. That was massive, very massive. And this ChatGPT, as some people will argue, that it has come to make humans more lazy, but the thing is that it has enhanced the intelligence of humans, because ChatGPT as an open AI product, what it does basically is that it mines information from the internet that has been used, confirmed, and processed over the years, and it puts it out there when you request. Let me give you a fine instance of how it works. Okay, sorry. So you just access chat.openai.com. You go there and you just type in any questions you want to type, and you get a very sad answer to your response. Although there is a limitation, because like you can see here, what is the latest iPhone version? The information the ChatGPT still under development has at the moment is limited to 2021, right? There is zero integration of the 2022 information from the internet at the moment. So this is just the limitation for now. But that aside, that people in the content creation industry, people who are in the content marketing industry, this ChatGPT is likely to come and put them out of business. Like, it is likely to come and put them out, like out of business. This may be a very faulty assumption, just what I just said. When the long run, we get to find out if it's faulty or not. But because this particular innovation, this is not what there is. There is definitely going to be improvement, just like every other artificial intelligence and tech tools we have had access to over the years. And it is going to definitely replace jobs, right? It can only get better. So my advice to those in the content creation industry and content marketing industry is that, they should maximize the opportunities they have now and grow out of the portfolio of being called content marketers or content creators or writers, and grow into what we call a media house. This would be more elaborated and talked about on a very different podcast series. So they should move on from being called content creators, move on from being called writers, to become a media house. This is just what I would just say for now until we discuss this deeper in our next conversation. Okay, so the ChatGPT innovation, and as what would I say now, greatly is going to greatly affect the academia industry too. Okay, because students can easily just go there, type in their questions, and they get answers. It is not limited to just words. The ChatGPT also have like answers, serious answers to coding. You request for a code, go there and type your request for a code, and it gives you a background code. You can type it, you can copy, and paste. So there was a case on Twitter where someone said, okay, since Elon Musk, as the owner of Twitter at the moment, demands that every worker submit on Fridays, every Fridays, what the activities that they carried out from Monday to Friday, their task, and if they did anything technical, what they did and the result generated. You can easily go to ChatGPT and say, okay, I need a very innovative code with regards to this particular industry. Let me say the portfolio. Let me assume I'm working for Twitter now. The portfolio that I handle there is as a junior software engineer, right? I can go to ChatGPT and write an innovative code for the improvement of Twitter as a junior software engineer, and it will give me a fine code, even multiples, for me to select from. All I have to do is to copy, paste, and send. So of course, it will create room for laxity and for laziness. I think that would be the preferable word. Create room for laziness and poor innovation, because you can easily not get answers instead of thinking deep. Now, what's the point? What's his name again? Is he Eddie? Trying to remember. Is he Isaac Newton or the other phenomenal guy? He said, why should I be storing numbers on my head when I can use calculators? You already have calculators, then why are you storing numbers on your head? Because your work is not making simpler. Look for that, tougher work to make simpler. But that being said, it means that how does this analysis affect the academia? Homework is no longer be homework, because people the students, as the case may be, the student will no longer put more effort in getting, understanding even what's the questions that have been given to them. All they have to do is go there, type the questions, copy the answers, paste and submit. In the long run, the ripple effect will be really demand for society. So the best way the academia can tackle this is to put more effort and put more relevance and put more interest on the classwork, because all work is going to be in the classwork. Dissertation, homework, project work. As far as there is a chat GPT somewhere, it's going to be as almost useless as possible. So interest and interest and emphasis should be put on classwork, so we do not in any way lose out on the comprehension abilities and the understanding of faculties, of course, of the students who are running in the academia because of this new innovation of the ChatGPT. This is definitely not going to replace Google, as the case may be. There's so many arguments about it that this ChatGPT is going to replace Google and all that. Because in Google, you type in your questions and you get shifted, or you get recommendations of links and pages that have answers to these your questions, right? But in the ChatGPT, you type in your questions and you get answers. The problem is that you don't get it where to make reference to one second. According to this is the answer, that's not the case. So they both of them have their limitations, and they can only work on the hand as the year goes by. But that doesn't in any way means the advent of ChatGPT will not cancel out Google. I'm very certain that will not be the case. I stand to be corrected in the long run anyway. So like I said, this is going to replace careers. This is just the beginning. It's just the test. It's just one of a million that will come up. And I gave a short response to how those career people, especially those in the writing industry, find a way to maneuver around this possibility that will come up. The reality of them being kicked out of business is by them becoming a media house, not just building a writing career, but becoming a media house in the long run, right? So aside this success of this ChatGPT, now in general the AI industry is becoming crazy. I'll just show you some pictures now. Okay, these very pictures you are going to be seeing, if you can see my screen now, we are generated by AI. These pictures, this very one, this very one, these pictures, like, okay, not this, these pictures. You can see Caesar. I took a screenshot of this from Twitter. I said, AI generated an avatar, and I guess it didn't figure out I can't play guitar, and the logo should be that. That's the Binance logo, not a round loop. Of course, it didn't get 100% perfection here, but it showed that there's possibility. it is going to be refined over and over again before you know to get it right. How does this even happen? There are so many data in the internet space, okay, that could be mined, that can be mined rather by this artificial intelligence, you know, tech tools. There is sees his face, sees these pictures, his clothing, the way he smiles, the way he laughs, they are all over the internet, and all they do is to mine it and process it as artificial intelligence. They just process, they process it and they bring out the results. Like I said, look, you can see this. What is the implication of this? This is a picture of models. Probably models who are going to be advertising for brands or companies who launched a particular product that they want the market to buy. In this picture, there's without the AI, there are so many careers that you know, if this was a picture that was, you know, generated without AI, was done naturally, you have to understand that there are so many careers who need to come, career people who need to come together to make this picture work. I can list some: hairdressers, okay, makeup artists, all right, photographers, right, and even those that have that work in the clothing industries. So this is basically just four: the makeup guys, the hairstylist, the fashion designer, and the photographers, the editors, right? But this picture was generated without the help of any of those four. What does that mean? It means that they are out of business automatically. It means they are no longer needed. So if I didn't even mention models. So in the future, models will not be needed. In fact, there will be no need for models, right? There will be no need for models to get, visuals that will be used for adverts. There will be no need for hairstylists to get visuals, find visuals that are used for adverts. There will be no need for makeup artists to get fine visuals that are used for adverts. There will be no need for, you know, camera guys, editors, video or picture editors for visuals that will be needed for adverts. So that's why I said to the writers, they should upgrade to becoming media artists, right? For these other people in these different industries, you know, there's a big problem for them. They're losing all their work. But this is the good news. This AI is a minting machine. It mints information from the already existing data in the internet. And, you know, it mix it and turn it to, you know, fine figures like that. But the best way and the finest way for this creative to keep any from whatever they have, you know, they have done or what they will do is through NFTs. That will be a conversation that will be heard in another conversation in another particular podcast. For this very NBA podcast, but a particular episode anyway. Another different episode. Beg your pardon. But I think I just said something that should open your eyes. Likewise, this picture here. There will be no need for location guys, you know, location manager off because of AI. You can see this. You can see this. No need for those that, you know, that prepare your outfits. They are off. Let me show you more. I think it become more crazy when you can see AI generated a runway for hoodies. Of course, it's exciting to have the thought of, we have so many young people, you know, matching your runways, showing different attires, you know, for the old fashion shows and co. Why don't we have one for old people? Amazing. But AI is doing it first for you. Can see it is slick. Makeup artists lost their job here. The fashion person lost their job here. The location manager, event manager, event manager, the makeup artist here, photographer, the editor. You can name it. For you to organize a fashion show, you know, so many investment that goes into it behind the scene, and so many professionals you have to bring together to make it work. Now it is being replaced by AI. Can see the pictures. These are artificial intelligence generated. So what's the way forward for you as a business owner with regards to this AI? Integrate it into your business and get an and or a perfect understanding. You can start with the basics of the NFT industry. If you are a creative, start looking for a way to start taking action with the non-fungible token and the collectibles and the metaverse stock. It's currently at the low, but it's going to come back higher and higher, and you know, your level of preparation determines how far you can, you know, take advantage of this particular reality that will hit us very soon. So this is basically the talk on tonight's show, right? Or today's show. Basically, you know, we're still in it at night today, and I hope you've got to see the reality that is playing out, and you can start thinking about innovative ways to get access, or not just get access to, you know, this new development, but find ways to integrate into your business so you do not lose that. Just like those who lost that in the great industrialization, and those who lost that when technological improvements so many people out, like during the web 1 upgrade, web 2, web 3, we are heading to web 4. I'm not really too too fast in this particular, you know, this web conversation. That's why I'll be bringing someone to come and, you know, give us an in-depth understanding of it and how to, you know, take advantage of whatever possibilities that are bound around this particular tech and AI industry. But I've got to say what I have to say, and I hope you run with the lessons, do your research, and be good, surely. So there is this business, I think there's a trend. This is just a trend for me anyway. It was very laughable. I just had to share, right? Twitter owner, according to Reuters, a reputable global news agency, said Twitter owner and Tesla boss Elon Musk lost his title as the world's richest person, according to Forbes. Okay, they were quoting Forbes. Following his expensive bets to buy the social media firm, that's Twitter, and selling stocks of his electrical company to fund the buyer, that's electrical company, that's Tesla. And in less than 30 minutes, here you go, Musk is back at number one. He briefly lost his title as the world's richest person, according to Forbes, following a steep drop in the value of his stake in Tesla and a $44 billion bet on Twitter. But Bernard Arnault, CEO of LVMH, and his family were back at number two shortly after. I think that's just the trend for the week that I think is worth, you know, letting you know. At the moment, the best performing business for me remains Twitter, and that's been so for past 5 weeks. Okay, poor performing business, I didn't really take cognizance of that. It could be yours, but you can't. But there are so many things you can do to make it better, improve your structures and your market strategies. And yes, for those in Nigeria, find ways to click and, you know, take advantage of the CBN policy. Do not be a victim of indecision. Then for everyone, the AI industry being innovative. If you do not have enough finances and resources to employ content creators, writers, and co. Go ahead and take advantage of the ChatGPT channel, right? Take full advantage of it. Use it to create your content. If you work in the grocery industry, you can write grocery marketing content, and you get a whole lot of different bullet points. Copy it, edit, refine, and use for your own marketing, you know, purposes. All right. So that will actually reduce your cost of running your business. Take advantage of it now. Why, for those who actually write as a career, it is now, you have to take decision and action and start working towards becoming a media house owner instead of just being a writer. Then otherwise you get kicked out of your business, and you know that's going to be very bad. For those who run businesses, please do take advantage of the ChatGPT channel. Maximize it, milk it. Okay, so businesses that are likely to bounce back, Twitter is definitely going to remain at top, at least for the year running. For 2023, let's see how it goes. For those that are performing poorly, you have every chance to bounce back. ChatGPT just gave most people a lifeline. And for those who are having issue with design, please take advantage of Canva.com. That's help you with visuals, videos, and it's almost free. You go for the pro, I think it's quite very, very cheap. Take advantage of Canva to increase your business marketing. And I think that will basically be all for today regarding what we are. I think we basically talked about the CBN policy and the OpenAI innovation, ChatGPT. So that's basically it for today, and I hope you learned something. Do not forget to do carry out your research, okay? Carry out your research and take action. And okay, so for the SAGSC brand, we just have 5 service render at the moment, aside this freemium of podcast, the business money business podcast that happens on Fridays, money market on Mondays, and the money leadership on Wednesdays. We have 5 other services we render: international passport processing for those who want to travel out for business purpose, for study purpose, for vacation purpose. It's the Utah season. Please do not forget to personalize us, all right? You need these documents, this travel document, that's the international passport, to make it happen. And yes, for those who have travel plans for study, vacation, tourism, work, residency, or permanent relocation, as the case may be, you can reach out to us too. These are contact details below, if you can see my screen. And we are just, of course, you are aware of the fact that we are very much interested in helping business move from point one to point two and to their final destination, right? And that is why we, first of all, we provide services that helps you operate legally in Nigeria and wherever you operate. If for you that is outside Nigeria, that have interest in operating in Nigeria, okay, we help you get your business registered with the Corporate Affairs Commission so you can legally operate. And you do not have to be considered as an illegal business, but because it's not good for business in the long run, you're going to end up paying more fines than expected. So help you restart your business, get you a business plan, of course, so that you can have a blueprint of how your business can run, right? And we provide consultancy services too, trainings for staff, and support services, text support services for your business, and every other support service that your business needs to run, we are into that full time. Please do to reach out to us and patronize us for your business. That being said, I think it's time for us to call it a day. It has been a very, very long day. And grateful to everyone, to everyone that has been part of this project right from the days when it was known as the Borderless Business Teleseminar, thanks to now that is has been rebranded to the Money Business Podcast. Thank you so much. Big shout out to you all. Big shout out to everybody listening from. Happy weekend to you, and do maximize it for personal growth, business growth, and of course for sustenance and stability of your family. See you on our next conversation. Until then, bye for now. And yes, do not forget to subscribe to our channel. Subscribe, like, comment, and share every of our podcast. God bless you.